Doing great, kiddo. All right, the time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7. Oh wait, I don't do that yet. Oh God, guys, this show is already off the rails. What I do say is thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Very classy of Rush to stay in the studio long enough to get his kudos. And to talk during my show. To talk during my show, Rush.
Am I not supposed to do that?
Time is short, Rush.
I'm sorry.
We only have an hour. And time is shorter than you think if you knew what was going on at co-op. But never mind that now. What we are going to do is start the Mascot Wedding Show. And if, Caitlin, you wouldn't mind pushing that button that says iPod.
Where is it?
On the right, next to CD3.
Right there.
Corresponding button. Slide that up. Right. Too much. Go down a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Apprentice Caitlin is running the board today, so it's going to be smooth as silk, and I'm not saying that for effect. She's a great lady. Let's give her a big hand. But first, some King Kong on the Shrines, Land of the Freaks, Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Beep, bang, bong. See, now I'm the one messing up. Just cancel the show. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hoddick. Can we get a little more music? Just bump that up. No. CD3. Then turn it back on. There we go. Oh, that's what Mama likes. I'm telling you guys, Caitlin's killing it. She's really doing great. And I'm not. And every time I say that, I realize that it sounds jerky. I don't mean it to sound jerky. She's doing a great job. But I will say that this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The number is 472-5667. Or if you got one of those old-timey phones with letters, it's 472-K-O-O-P. We're also on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. You tweets it, I reads it. We'll do a fun little show that way. The opinions expressed on this show are just the opinions of those who said it, not of co-op, not of anybody else. So quit your belly aching, belly acher. We just heard King Kong and the Shrines from the album What Is. That was Land of the Freak, because I'm feeling like a freak today, I guess. I guess I'm like, what was that, Digital Underground? Freaks of the Industry? DJ Apprentice Caitlin, chime in here. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. As you may have noticed, Mac Blake is on assignment. So that's why I'm letting Caitlin rule the roost. But also we have a coughing guest. I'll bring her up in just a second, if she'll be patient. No, there you go. I like it. How are you today, Caitlin?
I'm doing pretty good. I did a thing I feel like adults don't do very often the other day.
Okay.
I just like fell over while I was walking.
What?
And my knee like really hurts from it still. But it's so embarrassing as an adult to fall over.
Well, you're going to need to give me a little context. I mean, you're not just like, you're not Humpty Dumpty. You're not just falling off a wall.
No, I was, we were going to go see Jurassic Park 3D. And then it was too full. So we decided we'd come back 3 hours later for the 10 o'clock one.
Sure.
And we were walking back to the car and maybe it's a medical thing. I don't know what happened. I just fell over.
Uh-huh.
I like lost my balance and I fell over. And I was like, once I got to the ground, I was like, just wait a minute here. That way it looks like almost intentional, you know?
Yeah, those funny, funny intentional falls.
Yeah.
That everybody loves.
Hang out on the floor for a minute and then I'll get back up. And
sure.
I don't know. I was so surprised at how close I was still to the building because I thought I was so far away.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just was very, very embarrassing.
Was it like, were you tired or were you hungry at all? Or was it just really like, are you concerned at all? I guess that's my main question because just hearing the story and hearing the story of somebody fall for no reason, that's like the first act of a Beaches type movie.
A Beaches type movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say it's actually Beaches, but like there's a movie about friends, lifelong friends. And one day they're at Neiman's, and one of them falls into the cosmetics counter, and next thing you know they're getting tested, and they got that thing. They've got that disease that's popular.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you've got a disease.
I don't think I have a disease.
Well, thank God.
I think I might have had low blood sugar.
Whoever she may be.
Sorry. Thank you. I'm not quite sure. I don't know what happened. I know my boyfriend was very concerned about me because that's not a common thing just to fall over.
No, it is not.
But it also is just very painful. It like hurts your knees a lot.
Okay.
Like it just brings you back to being a little kid and just being like, that is so painful.
So you went knees first?
Well, hand, then knee.
Hand, then knee. Okay. So it wasn't like, and pardon me if I get too, it wasn't like bottom first or anything. Like, I don't know.
Backwards? I fell backwards, butt first.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're a mascot for a team and someone's kneeling behind you.
No, it's like I was reaching for something on the ground and then just fell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Then you ate shirt, if I can say that.
Yeah, I mean, I ate food at Panda Express, so that might have, I don't know how that could contribute, but.
Well, then you might have just had low blood sugar, high blood sodium.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that
is
a thing. I've heard
of that. Yes, it is absolutely a thing. Well, thank you very much, Caitlin.
That's
story. We'll chime in throughout the show. But since Mac Blake is on assignment, I have decided to bring in a hired gun to help me co-host the show. You might know her as a writer who you may have read in the Austin Chronicle. She just wrapped up a little bit of covering South by Southwest for them, and she's a good friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ashley Moreno.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks, guys. I've never been applauded before.
Well, it's sure you have. I feel like you have.
It was also from you guys.
Yes. Oh, yeah, when you first walked in. We were very happy that you didn't fall. Because it's a very common thing these days. Let's get you a little close to that mic right there. There you go. Sorry, I'm like, I feel, because normally Mac is the one who rules the roost around here and is like, he gets the show running. He keeps it going. But I feel like now I'm the dictator and I hate it. I kind of just want everybody to be pals.
Why did you wear that hat if you didn't want to be a dictator?
Well, because I was at the Army Navy, and they said it looked really good, and so I decided to get it. And plus, it went with my monocle.
Oh, yeah, well, it does. It's a great pairing.
And you haven't complimented me on it. I bought this one because my old one fell into my martini. Because I was shocked at something.
That is the worst.
Yes.
It's like an evil Mr. Peanut.
So Mr. Peanut.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I feel like I ordered you too much. We can still face each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to like...
I want to be able to gaze into your guys' eyes.
There we go. I don't want you to feel like you're one half of REO Speedwagon just singing off into the distance while I sing off into the other distance.
I could never fill those shoes anyways.
No, few can. Ashley Moreno, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for doing the show. It's we've been wanting to have you on for a very long time, and now that your schedule's not busy... we're very happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, just wide open.
Well, but you did just wrap up South by Southwest a few weeks ago, and you were very busy with that.
I did. Writing some film reviews.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun. And then also going to Interactive.
Okay. So how many years have you been doing South by Southwest for the Chronicle?
Oh, I think...
You're not being tested on this.
Someone's going to go look this up, fact check it later.
Actually, I believe it was four. Yeah, I think.
My devout readers.
Yeah.
3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like throw you under the bus or anything, but I mean, is it getting better? I mean, or I guess, let me backtrack. Is it getting easier for you to navigate through South by Southwest?
I think it is. I guess at the end of the day, about the same. Mm. Every year, it's just so much bigger,
yeah.
And they'll add something in that I have never written about before.
Uh-huh.
That makes it a little bit harder. And there's just so many people down there now. Interactive, in particular, just got huge,
yeah.
And so it's its own thing now, and with its own set of challenges.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, are you still having a good time at it, or are there moments where you're just like, I want to be airlifted out of here. Like, just, I'll rent a helicopter, and it just drops a ladder, and I just want to go.
I guess as music starts to turn around the week, I start to feel that way a little bit. But
you don't like Scum?
Interesting. Well, I do have a big soft spot for leather pants.
Sure.
You know this about me.
Yes.
Yes. And mustaches, both sincere and ironic.
Yes.
But so it gets a little crowded at that point. But no, during the film time. I really have a good time. I go see a lot of the Midnighters, mm-hmm. which is mostly just watching horror movies and drinking beer. So
sure. So did you see anything you liked? Did you see anything you didn't like?
I did. I really liked Upstream Color quite a bit, which is a really strange film about people with a strange connection to pigs.
What? Is this like that YouTube video of the horse?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm in. I'm on board.
Now that I have your undivided attention.
Well, there's one that... see, Ashley and I speak a secret code language.
Oh.
That is... that we can say on the radio. But yeah, everybody knows that one horse video.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just look up Mr. Hands on Google it or something, and your world will never be the same.
All right, back to that.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yes, so somewhat related to that. Yeah, Upstream Color, people are brainwashed by this chemical that's inside of this rare orchid, and basically they're tricked into giving these other people some money, but there are bad side effects that come out of being drugged with this particular type of orchid. People who, I guess, are feeling those effects run into each other okay. and realize they band together.
Hey!
Yeah. But yeah, it was just a really strange movie. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. And it was really lovely and really nostalgic and okay. kind of sad. And then Cheap Thrills.
I heard a lot of good things about Cheap Thrills.
I loved it.
You know what? If I could put you on the spot, I keep hearing that name, but I don't know anything about it. So if you could...
Yeah, so it's a little bit of like a one-upmanship kind of horror movie where two kind of working-class guys are picked up by a rich couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of... He kind of baits them into joining them and over the course of the night and then eventually back to his house.
Okay.
Classic trick.
Yes.
And he starts to pay them to perform different acts.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up trying to pit the two friends kind of against each other in somewhat of a bidding war for doing different things.
Okay.
And so some of them are quite small, like, go up, I'll give you $200 if you can go make that girl at the bar smack you. And so okay. you go up and then you get hit by the girl and you get $200. And then it goes up from there to cut off your pinky.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So there's a lot of gray that they cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not super into, like, torture porn kind of horror movies.
Right.
And so for a movie that had so many scenes that made you look away,
mm-hmm.
it was funny, and the performances were great.
Yeah.
And, yeah, overall, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you happen to know anything about, like, when these movies are coming out? Or did you hear anything, any rumblings?
I did not, although Upstream Color got picked up by the Draft House.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. So Draft House Films now has that one, so I don't know when they're going to be releasing that or making that available. I didn't hear anything about Upstream Color.
Or Cheap Thrills.
I'm sorry?
You said Upstream Color got picked up by Draft House.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Cheap Thrills. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Yes, Cheap Thrills got picked up by the Draft House. Uh-huh, and I didn't hear anything about Upstream Color.
Okay, so. Well, cool. Aside from the work you did... for the Chronicle, did you have any other like fun experiences during South By that didn't pertain to your job at hand?
Let's see.
Any dirt baggery?
Any dirt baggery?
Any brushes with celebrities?
You know, not really. I mean, most of the classics, just people standing outside movies going on and on about what they hated about it.
Yeah.
And I think not being really aware that the people standing behind them could have worked on that film.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of my classic favorite douchebaggery that somewhat happens.
It's fine. You don't have to have it.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't hear a lot about Grumpy Cat and all of that?
I did hear a lot about that. I ended up staying clear of it.
Good for you.
Well yeah. done, yes.
She must have had a very busy day. Although I did find out it was a lady cat,
which
I did not know.
That explains the grumpiness, am I right, guys? I'm the only guy in the studio this week. Oh, boy.
Hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, don't you think it's fun that this festival that rewards people who work hard is now just rewarding memes? Isn't that fun?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to know that people are, you know, finally getting their time in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for...
After making that $20,000 movie, you can just get upstaged by a cat who looks mad all the time.
But that cat does look bad.
Yes. Well, that cat had a serious drinking problem coming up to this, so I think it's really helped recover.
What?
Yeah.
Where's that documentary? Where's his Winnebago man?
Longing for
yes. With your South by Southwest, experience, and just your experience with jerks in general, I've got a theory that I've been working on. I want to run it past you, and I want to run it past DJ Apprentice Caitlin. I've tired of the term hipster as just this all-encompassing term for, like, if you see somebody that you just don't care for, it's like, ah, look at that dirty hipster, look at that mean hipster, look at that jerk hipster, or whatever. But I've decided to break that category down into three things. There are losers, which are people who clearly can afford to do anything else but this, but are kind of like slumming it, like some weird like social experiment where they're just like, oh, look at me, I bought vintage clothes and now I'm a hipster. Like they're posers almost. That's section mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. Section two, the dweebs. Who are these nerds who have actually finally found where they belong, and good for them, but they still look wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then there's scum. And everybody knows scum. They just look like scum. I feel like, and I've tested this, and if you're out tonight, or just any old time, test this theory and see if you can pin anybody into one of these three categories. And if you can't, they might be a good person.
Interesting. I'll be on the lookout for new friends. Well, and at South By, it has the added layer to mm-hmm. those three categories of people that are less favorable, that they've been given badges of different value.
Yes.
That they are very proud of and display prominently. And there's something about once you put people into groups by badge that makes them be particularly friendly to one another.
Oh, yeah. It's a total, like, Stanford prison experiment. Just like,
basically.
Yeah. Let's all the platinums will group together and beat up the silvers or something.
Every dweeb gets his day.
I like this. I want a platinum badge. I think Mac and I should just make platinum badges for this show. Like, and just, oh, that maybe we'll do that for the next membership drive. We'll give away like swag or something.
Yeah. Making promises on air. Good idea.
Oh, they're in for a rude awakening. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to get a topic going, and I want to get the listeners involved, because I know the listeners hate when either Mac or myself are not here, and they find that's a really great time to pick on us. So I want to at least make this an interesting show and a fun show. So I'm going to put a topic on the table, which we haven't done in a while, but I'm going to give you a little backstory on it. And my backstory is this. My girlfriend Maria Menounos, she hasn't seen a lot of movies, and so I find myself scrambling to show her every movie. But I'm having a hard time, like, trying to figure out which ones to show at the right time. Like the first few movies I ever showed her were Psycho, and then The Sting, and then The Blues Brothers, and I got greedy with the fourth one and showed her Kingpin, which I probably shouldn't have done.
An amazing movie, though.
It is. Don't get me wrong, but I also made the mistake of showing her the director's cut, which has like an extra 10 minutes on it, and that movie drags with those extra 10 minutes. It is rough. So I was thinking about it in the wake of, because we also do this thing where, like, we take turns showing each other movies. So, like, last night I showed her Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then today over breakfast, she showed me Death Proof. And I don't know who won, because she didn't like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I have expressed my feelings about Death Proof. But it got me thinking, like, I would like to make a comprehensive list, and I would like to do that on this radio show today. I would like to make a comprehensive list of the movies that are most worth your time and the movies that are least worth your time. So, like, this isn't a list of the best or worst movies necessarily, because I'll give you, let's get this ball rolling right now as I drop pages out of my notebook. No, it's okay. You can. So, like, for example, Ashley, since you're the guest here.
Yeah.
If you can give me the name of a movie that is, like, well-regarded. Maybe it's not, like, the most fun movie, but everyone admires it or holds in a certain regard.
Let's see. What about The Shining?
What about The Shining?
Yeah.
Let's make that the midpoint. Oh, and we can talk about The Shining in a little bit. Have you seen Room 237? The documentary about The Shining?
I have not.
I wanted to see it last night because it came out at the Violet Crown started showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, Room 237 is a documentary about various theories on The Shining and about like different meanings. Like one theorist talks about how Stanley Kubrick shot the fake moon landing. And there's all kinds of clues about it in The Shining. Like the little boy wearing a rocket shirt. Because that's the only time a little boy would wear a shirt with a rocket on it.
That's true, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
What, the fake moon landing?
Obviously.
Don't tell me that. Oh.
This changes everything.
Oh, man. What about this astronaut ice cream I've been eating?
Joke's on you.
But I wanted to see it last night. But they weren't showing it, or they were showing one screening, but it had to be a part of a double feature with The Shining.
Mm.
And I don't know if I can do 5 hours in a theater anymore. Especially with The Shining. Like, okay, so The Shining is our midpoint. So that's going right in the middle of the page. And I'm going to throw a movie out. Maybe, Caitlin, if you know it, that'd be great. But I'm going to throw one out that Ashley knows. Ashley, Old Dogs. Is it more or less worth your time than The Shining?
Oh, man.
See? That's where the...
I feel like everything I've ever said will come into question if I say that it is more worth your time.
Well, hold on. Well,
at the same time...
This doesn't have to be just a yes or no question. Let's talk it through. What are you thinking right now about Old Dogs versus The Shining?
Okay, so I think about The Shining. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's scary. It still gives me nightmares from when I was a little kid. I'm not super into Stephen King's writing, but I love the movie. And I always like examples of where film can do something that I thought maybe a book didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I had as much fun watching The Shining last time I watched it as any of the times we've watched Old Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll also say, if I can sway you one way or the other, and I think everyone who has ever listened to the show knows which way I'm going to go. Old Dogs is also like an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
whereas The Shining is over 2 hours, and The Shining, you're not guaranteed to like it. Like, and that's true about Old Dogs too, but I feel like the level of frustration that comes with The Shining is more frustrating than the level of frustration that might come with an Old Dogs.
Yeah, that's true, because The Shining is one of those movies where if you don't love it, you're going to be judged.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not for you. But Old Dogs, if you say it was stupid, well, of course it was.
Yes. We all know what Old Dogs is going in. And I feel like the people who say, hey, Old Dogs is great, know the level of which they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who say The Shining is great could still be called into question.
Yeah, they also might be boring.
That's also true.
Whereas if somebody says they love Old Dogs, you should get a beer with that guy.
Yes. So final verdict. Old Dogs more or less worth your time than The Shining.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think I have to say Old Dogs.
See, I don't blame you. I think Old Dogs is a riot. I've seen it 9 times, for crying out loud. Every time with a different person. And it's a blast every single time.
Well, it's like 10 movies in one.
It's literally 10 movies in one. So I'm actually writing down Old Dogs, and I'm giving enough space in between the top of it and the bottom of it. So what I want from the listeners and what I want from you guys, 472-5667 or on Twitter at Mascot Wedding, throw me a movie and we'll slot it. And if you want to call in and make a case for it, we'll have you on the air and you could talk it through and you could try and convince me. But I hold the notebook. What I say goes. But I think this could be a fun topic. I might be completely off. Who knows? 472-5667 or on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. Like, Caitlin, throw me a movie.
I was thinking Life is Beautiful.
Okay, make your case.
Well, it's beautifully made.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heartwarming.
Uh-huh.
Changes. I think it can change your mind about things. I think it's a different look at a situation.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
It's one of those that it's my mom's favorite movie, and then she showed it to me, and I was like, oh, it's great. And
okay.
But that doesn't mean I know where it should go in the list. I just feel like that would be above The Shining.
Okay. Possible cons to this movie.
It makes you real sad.
Uh huh.
It's really serious. You can't say you don't like it.
Well, have I got news for you? Because, man, I do not like that movie.
Yeah.
That movie sits really, it does not sit favorably with me. Like, just the whole notion of this guy, like, making the Holocaust fun for his kid is a buy that I really have to be on board with. And from the get-go, I am not on board with it. This is, there are atrocities going on. And, like, good on him for trying to make the best of a bad situation. I get the point of the movie.
Yeah.
But, man, that movie does not work for me. I'm going to...
No, I've had friends disagree about it. So I know there's that side, okay, for sure.
Here's what I'm doing here. Push that button there. Push this button here. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is Lisa.
Hey, I know you. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. I would like to add to your list only the first of Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Oh, Kung Pao Enter the Fist. Nice. Okay, Lisa, I'm putting you on the hot seat here. You give me the pros and cons of Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Pro, the first half is the most quotable thing the world, and all your sorts of quotage can be there in the first half. And con, the second half will put you to sleep. But that could also be a pro if you need to fall asleep.
That is a very good point. I'll tell you what. Okay, have you... Now, hearing this list, in your own opinion, with in order, Old Dogs at the top, Shining in the middle, and Life is Beautiful at the bottom right now. Where do you think it belongs?
I would say between Shining and Old Dogs.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and rule now.
You say no.
No. I agree with the Shining part, but I think it goes between the Shining and Life is Beautiful. I think it is above Life is Beautiful right now. So Kung Pao's going on the list. I'm not leaving a lot of spaces because I don't think it's... better.
That was very smooth of you. I agree with the Shining part. You're right about that. Yeah. But the list is three, so that puts me in bottom half.
Yeah. Hey, I've been doing this for over 5 years. I know how to be a radioman, okay? I know segues, and I know consolation prizes.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, and thank you for calling, Lisa. Bye.
Bye.
Beep. Bong. Bang. That's how easy it is, guys. 4725667 or on Twitter. Nobody's on Twitter today. Where's my regular karate? I'll take a bohonkus at this point. Nobody?
I think there's another crawfish boil going on.
Ugh.
There's so many right now.
Go to the classic car show. I'm a top knot, actually. I know people who are going to that. And I have no reason to be a jerk about it.
I like the corn.
The what?
The crawfish boil.
Oh, everything at the crawfish boil is great.
Yeah.
Look,
I can't blame him for that.
David Hutt, pro crawfish boil.
Okay, I'm not saying it needs to go on the list. I'm just saying that...
No, Crawfish Boil the movie was a terrible movie at best. I think everybody knows that. I'll tell you what. Let's let people sit on this for a little bit. It's the bottom of the hour right now. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. Let's go ahead and take a break. So I'm going to walk Caitlin through this. Before I do that, we're on track two, yes. So we're going to listen to... Unknown Mortal Orchestra has a new album out. It's album two. It's really good. And this is so good at being in trouble. Mascot Wedding Show, coming back after this. Hey, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hanna with DJ Apprentice Caitlin and special guests.
Ashley Moreno.
Yay!
Yay!
And we're talking about movies that are more or less worth your time. The number is 4725667. The Twitter is at Mascot Wedding. Oh, by the way, we just heard Unknown Mortal Orchestra from their album number two. That was so good at being in trouble. I like it. And if you don't, go jump in a lake.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're mad.
I'm tired of all these crumb bums telling us what to play and what not to play on this show. I like what I like. You got a problem with it?
Fair enough.
Get bitten by a tiger. Ooh. For all I care. At Mr. Oh, you're going to have to help me pronounce this because you know this person. At Mr. Stuck? Stuk?
Oh, I think it's Stuk.
Mr. Stuk? I know this guy. But he asked, how about the core? I say it goes fairly high on the list. It is unashamedly entertaining at the expense of all even reason. The core. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let me do this. Okay. No, that's fine. Caitlin and Ashley, thoughts on The Core?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, really?
I have not seen The Core.
Oh, man.
Is that the core, and the core? I don't know. Sorry.
Like Tora?
Yeah, you know. That's what I mean.
I don't know where you're going
we'll
with
just
this.
Go. We'll just move on.
I like her. From that.
Don't get me wrong. DJ Apprentice Caitlin is great. But she's got some real David tendencies sometimes. That was a shot at me, guys.
Oh. I was interviewing a different David.
No. I've been sitting right here the whole time, guys.
Oh, hey, David.
Hey. Jeez, no respect. Oh, yeah. No respect at all. Okay. So let's run down the list right now so far. Old Dogs at the top, Shining in the creamy middle, then Kung Pao and Life is Beautiful bringing up the rear. Oh boy, The Core. So The Core is, yeah, it's about the, it's kind of like an Armageddon knockoff.
Okay.
About this group of drillers who have to go drilling into the core of an asteroid in order to navigate it away, if I remember correctly.
Sounds exactly like Armageddon.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe I actually saw The Core and just think I saw Armageddon.
Ooh,
maybe,
yeah, me too.
Maybe I'm thinking about Armageddon. Ooh, I'm going to need some clarification on this, guys.
Which one was Aerosmith in?
That was Revolution X. It was a video game.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, let's go bowling after this.
Nice.
You know what? I'm going to put The Core slightly below Kung Pao right now because it is... It's goofy, but as evidenced by me right now, it's not memorably goofy. And I feel that there are other movies that are better representative of that side, that kind of so bad it's good. So right now we're putting Kung Pao above The Core.
Where would you put Ghostbusters?
Oh.
That's amazing.
So Ghostbusters is at the top of my list, and I have long argued that Ghostbusters is the pizza of movies. It is for everyone.
Yes.
It is absolutely for everyone.
I think it might be a perfect movie.
I don't know about a perfect movie.
That's going a bit far, probably.
Yeah, because between the second and third act...
What's a more perfect movie, David?
A more perfect movie?
He's going to say Boogie Nights.
Oh. No, I'm not. Because
it's a pretty good movie.
It's a great movie. I saw it the other day with Maria Menounos, and maybe I just built it up in my head and sort of romanticized it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't hold up as well. It's still great. It's still one of my absolute favorite movies, but it's not a perfect movie. If I wanted to go with a perfect movie, maybe Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs might be a perfect movie.
It's quality work.
Yeah. Because everyone really knocks it out of the park in that movie. And just up and down the line. Okay, let's revisit this list. Okay, what? You don't like Silence of the Lambs?
I do like it, but I don't know if only this is only because I was a criminal justice major.
Uh-huh.
After I learned about it, it was one of those where it's like, oh, these are all super basic concepts that you learn about like freshman year, not like advanced stuff. But that's every movie, every TV show. So I can't really, I don't know if I can fault it for that.
No, I'll acknowledge that. But also...
But that doesn't mean the acting wasn't good and the story wasn't interesting and it wasn't just memorable and freaky.
Yeah.
So, because
I'll absolutely like... I'll take a basic concept movie that executes flawlessly over something that like tries to do too much.
Yeah.
So now I'm drawing a blank on something that like really tried too hard. Like a Prometheus. Like a Prometheus tried too hard. I know that's apples and oranges, but that movie wanted to be too much. I think Ghostbusters are going on the top of the list right now. I think so. If I may say this out loud, I think it's more worth your time than Old Dogs.
You know, one who I've heard other people feel like they were trying too hard. I really like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Okay.
But that is one where, you know, they're trying to do a lot of details where maybe they lost some folks on that one, I think.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy was the driest movie in the world.
Yes. Very well executed, probably even at the spy level.
Yeah.
It is a little... I still liked it, but it's a little dry.
It's competent in the way that a well-made watch is. Where it's just like, oh, good for this watch.
I haven't seen it, guys. Sorry.
You know what?
I'm just sharing that.
Hold on.
I'd have to agree with this ruling.
Tinker Tailor... Oh, baby. Well, I don't know. It depends. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, while being a good movie, less worth your time than Life is Beautiful. I think that movie is the epitome of, like, a movie that is not terribly worth your time.
I would have to agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Now you posited something during the break. Mm-hmm. If you can go over that again for our listeners.
Oh yeah. So talking about this whole thing of, you know, introducing movies to people who maybe haven't seen a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're in a position where, do you show them a movie that's maybe not that great, maybe not even that fun to watch, but it's so become a part of our cultural fiber
yeah.
that they're missing out on a lot of references.
For example,
we talked about The Clockwork Orange.
Okay, I've had different conversations about A Clockwork Orange for 3 days now. This will be my fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to revisit that movie, even though my initial ruling was I don't like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Kubrick, and I love changing my opinions from when I was 15.
Also a good one.
So I think I might need to watch that one again. A ruling right after this. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello,
who may I say is calling?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
I know you.
I know you.
What do you got for us, Aaron?
All right. Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School. Are you ladies familiar with Rock and Roll High School?
I am not familiar
no,
with that
I
one.
No, I'm not.
Okay, Aaron, make your case.
Okay, you have a Ramones concert in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And you have Riff Randall, who's a really cool character.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of biased. I like the Ramones. And it's, I don't know, early 80s, late 70s, really, really cool time.
Okay, give me some cons.
Cons.
Mm-hmm.
What would a con be?
Oh, wow.
I don't really know.
You gotta be
really
ready.
I love this movie.
Okay, that's true. I know you happen to love this movie. Let me throw in a side question, just for you and maybe for Ashley and Caitlin, if they happen to know this movie. Is it better or worse, or is it more or less worth your time than Night of the Creeps?
That was another one.
Okay.
That I was thinking of.
Okay, well then, put that one in the pocket. I'm gonna make a ruling on Rock and Roll High School. I'm saying Rock and Roll High School, because here's the problem with Rock and Roll High School. I like it a lot. It's a little dopey. And it kind of lags in parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say right under Old Dogs. But right under.
Yeah.
So Rock and Roll High School. Rock and Roll.
That's high standing.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's above The Shining.
Yeah. That's the power of the Ramones right there.
Yes. So, okay. So I mentioned another movie that I happen to know that you like. Night of the Creeps. Give me the pros and cons. Or are they the same as?
Go ahead. Those are.
Oh. Hello.
I didn't.
Oh, I just okay. Hold on. Let me just get mad at something first. So this stupid phone board is supposed to be able to put people on hold, but I just hung up. I hung up on Aaron. Call back. Oh, you know what, Aaron? I'll make a ruling for you. Well, now I feel rotten. I feel absolutely terrible. I should have just put it over there, is what I should have done. KOP, you're on the air.
Hold in my hand the box of The Core on VHS.
Yes.
I'm just going to give you the two first reviews on the front of it.
Okay.
100% Exciting by Sean Edwards of Fox TV, and a must-see movie by Jeffrey K. Edwards of ABC News.
Okay, first of all.
I watched it 2 weeks ago. It's awesome.
All right, hold on, Hollywood. First of all, what is your name?
Paul.
All right, hi, Paul. How are you? We're adults here.
Like Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
We greet each other like adults here.
Well.
Okay. So do you want to appeal a ruling on this?
No. It's good where it is.
Oh, okay. So we're good here. We're good with The Core being between Kung Pao and Life is Beautiful.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
You just got the story straight, right? They can find an asteroid. They go into the Earth.
Oh, they go into the Earth.
Oh.
Yeah, they set off a series of nuclear weapons in chain reaction to get the Earth's core rotating again or some nonsense, but it's great to watch.
Oh, I might have either heard of this or seen it.
Yeah.
Now I know what it is.
Hilary Swank is an amazing pilot.
Academy Award winner. And is it Aaron Eckhart?
It's on this VHS box.
Is it Aaron Eckhart or Ron Eldard?
Aaron Eckhart.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So, Yeah, that doesn't change anything. That thing's trash. But it's fun trash, but not as fun as Kung Pao, so help me God. Okay, thanks for the call,
all right,
Paul.
That's all I wanted to
say. Thank you, Paul.
Beep. Told you, fact checkers out there.
Fact checkers.
I know.
All right, let me catch up on one thing. My apologies again to Aaron. I feel like I'm going to have to pay for that for a few weeks. But Night of the Creeps, I bring up because Night of the Creeps is great. If you have not seen it, I think I'm allowed to use one recommendation a week. I recommend you watch Night of the Creeps. Oh my God. I watched that almost as an accident. Like, I had heard enough about it to where I was like, I'll watch it. But it's 80s horror, and 80s horror I'm not really a huge fan of. It's kind of goofy. Like, I was expecting sort of like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and I'm not a fan of that either. But Night of the Creeps is so great. Oh, that might be... Oh. It's going below Ghostbusters. I'll say that.
It goes below Ghostbusters.
But it's going above Old Dogs. That it's more worth your time than Old Dogs. Night of Creeps. All right. 4725667. We're still going. I thought we were going to have to take a pause on this break or on this topic. But I like the momentum. Oh, we got another. Let's see. We got Lisa. Sorry, Lisa. Lisa says, lol, Ghostbusters is the pizza of movies. It's for everybody. And then we've got, Bohongus. Bohongus 13 saying, Manhunter by Michael Mann is the best Lecter movie, and Brian Cox is the best Lecter of them all. And then he also says, Over the Edge is pretty close to perfect. I don't know Over the Edge. I do know Over the Edge. Oh, you know what? I haven't seen it, but I hear good things about it. I'm not going to put it on the list, though, because you're Bohongus. But I will put Manhunter on the list. Manhunter is good. I feel like Manhunter gets the short shrift. Guys, thoughts on Manhunter? And I'm getting paid to say Manhunter.
Interesting. Thoughts on Manhunter? Bringing in those co-op dollars.
Yeah. Oh, those dozens of dollars.
Getting cheese on my Whataburger.
Yeah, come on.
Living large.
You want to take a look at that list?
Yeah,
if you can read my writing. List. I've made a ruling in my head. I'll see if you agree.
That's another one I haven't seen.
It's good. I think you might appreciate it more than Silence of the Lambs.
I think I need a copy of this list when we're done so I can go start watching movies.
Oh.
Fact.
Oh, I'll make you a separate list. this is not worth it.
This is the amateur list.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm putting Manhunter below The Shining, but not far below. Mm-hmm. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, agree.
Okay. I might put it right under. There you go.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to get in, they got to carrot their way in. That's some typing talk. So did we settle on how we feel about Swingers? Do we make a ruling on whether or not seeing something for the cultural impact is worth your time?
Correct. So Swingers comes up a lot when people start recommending movies. Ashley fact, I hate Swingers.
As well you should.
Correct. But sometimes I feel like if someone hasn't seen a movie, even if it's bad, they have to see it because people love to quote it, and it's in The Simpsons all the time.
Okay.
It's everywhere they go. And Swingers is kind of one of those movies that gets quoted all the time.
Caitlin.
Well, as someone who hasn't seen a lot of movies,
uh-huh.
and I see a lot of references, I still know what the reference, I know what movie it's from a lot of the mm-hmm. times. And so I don't, and then later I'll see it and I'll be like, oh, well, now I've seen the actual scene. But it doesn't add anything to all of those references. So for me, it doesn't matter. I love watching movies when people recommend them, when they can tell me why they love it,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
then I tend to love it on the reasons they love it, you know? But I guess that's sort of unrelated. I don't know. It's fun to make a reference and have everyone get it in a social situation. So,
okay.
So for those, I like it. I don't know.
I'm ready to rule.
All right.
Nice.
I like this power.
Judge David.
And I'm going to rule with a rhetorical question. So if
classic,
if people reference Swingers,
mm-hmm.
are those people you want to know?
No.
All right then. So I think it depends on the movie. I think you should still consider the mm-hmm. movie in terms of its own merit and not care about whether or not people reference it.
That is a good point.
But it will help you weed out people, I guess. If you're like, I don't want to know certain people who like these certain movies. I should memorize those movies and I'll know what references they're making.
Oh, Clockwork Orange used to be one of those movies. So, but then I was like 18 and I was like, I don't want some sad kid trying to be friends with me. But I will make a ruling on Swingers. below Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Burn!
That is the least worth your time movie so far. And we've only got 7 minutes left of the show. And I'm still taking calls. 472-5667 or on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. Writing it down now, swingers.
This is unfair to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy at this point. Just above swingers.
Yeah, let that be its legacy.
What would you guys say are the movies that you would... Like, if you're at home and just, like, you have a day off, like, a day to yourself, like, what's the movie that's, like, comfort food?
Oh, The Blues Brothers.
Aliens.
Aliens,
Stephen King's It for me.
Okay. Ooh. Huh.
I don't know why. It's so long.
Wait, that's your comfort food?
I don't know why.
You're a mess.
That or The Stand.
Wow.
I'm a big, sucker for these Stephen King
A big
movies.
Fan of 80s miniseries, or ABC miniseries.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
Maybe because they take up all day.
Maybe so.
And the very bad acting.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. And it was, Pennywise was genuinely scary.
Freaked me out as a kid, but then
that weird spider at the end.
Oh, yeah. I don't do spiders.
I know you don't. I thought about it last night. We were watching Raiders of the Lost Ark. And those spiders were on his back.
What about any of the Harry Potter movies?
You're talking the wrong guy. I saw the first one and I checked out. So,
yeah. But I mean, there's so much cultural reference with those. I mean, do you think they're relevant in that way to watch?
Well, I'll go back to what you just said. I get it. Like every single like Expelliarmus reference or weird talking hat reference, I'm on board. Hadn't seen a movie past one.
So you're going to dislike those references whether you see the movies or not. So it won't matter. I mean, you can watch the movies and then be like, oh, now I know the references, and now I still don't like them.
Oh, it's not even a matter of not liking the references or not liking the movies. It's just they compute on that level that references are supposed to compute, where it's like, oh, I get it. You're saying that thing. So, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm going to make two quick rulings real quick. I'm going to slot them. I enjoyed this topic a lot more than I thought. You know what? I'm struck with power.
Oh, I know.
I'm putting Aliens above Ghostbusters.
I would also do that.
I haven't seen Aliens.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So many movies.
But I'm putting, and I hate to do this, but I gotta stay within the realm of what the rules are. I'm putting Blues Brothers below Ghostbusters.
Directly below?
Yes, just directly below. Yeah. And I'll say this. Because I love the Blues Brothers, but is it more worth your time than Ghostbusters? I don't know if I could recommend it to everybody, and for that I take points off. We got to get out of here. Oh my God, guys, this show was great. I really loved it. Ashley Moreno, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Do you have anything to promote? Anything on Twitter? You want to let people follow you? Or you don't care?
If you want to follow me, I am at Squiddy, SQWIDY. And other than that, that's it.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Caitlin, could you do me a solid? Could you switch that to track one, please?
Oh, good track.
Thank you very much. Shut up. The Clear Spot. Oh, that was a weird noise. Oh, I'm on the radio, guys. The Clear Spot is coming up next. It's not Linda. So be strong. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. One last check of Twitter before we go. Beweep. Nobody. Nobody at all. My apologies again to Aaron. I feel like I'll hear about it tonight.
Hey, David, how'd I do?
Solid. You did awesome. Great. Well, we're not done yet.
Oh.
We're going out with the Orwells from their Remember When album. This is In My Bed. Goodbye, Austin. We'll see you next week.